produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is morning glory. It gives me great pleasure to be able to say, good morning, it's morning glory. And I feel the beautiful, awesome, sweet spirit of the Lord roaming through the atmosphere. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, and how are you all over the world? The north, south, east, west, near, far, close, near, wherever it might be, I am saying morning glory to you. And morning glory over your life. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. And I love to say rejoice, rejoice, and be glad in it. Good morning, everyone. I am Cynthia, your host of Morning Glory. And thank you, Josie, Inspiration Radio, for such a sweet opportunity. I just can't say how much I am embracing the fact that God has placed me here for this time, to be a part of your life. But as a reminder to you that no weapon shall form and no weapon shall prosper against you, because we are magnifying and celebrating the gift that God has given us, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. So why don't you take a moment right here and just think of the favor that God has on your life. And to Miss Kayla Padgett, thank you too for your beautiful vision, Finding My Way. We just thank everyone this morning, because without them, I would not be here. And without them, we would not be listening or speaking or joining each other on this fabulous morning. But through all in all, God has continually made a way through his airways, and it is dynamite that's exploding through his airways, his dynamite word that's exploding things and making things happen and breaking barriers and bondages and breaking people loose and breaking chains, setting them free. So you see, I can do nothing but humble myself before the Lord and be grateful to him and praise his name. There is nothing that could match the name of the Most High, the Most High God, our Father, the great Jehovah, the one that can just blink his eye and change night into day and day into night. The one that could blink his eye and make the rain fall, the sunshine and the moon glow. It's so powerful when we think about how refreshing our God is and how refreshing He is, that when we breathe in and we exhale, it's a constant reminder of who our God is. So just think about how powerful our God is. Because see, our God is one whom fulfills our promises and provides us with encouragement, strength, and comfort. And most of all, His loving presence. So think about God's love over your life right now, and how morning glory brings love into your heart. Think of the beautiful love that you're surrounded by. Maybe you're not surrounded by love, but guess what? God loves you, and so do I. And I believe on today, if you just reach out to someone and say, sister, brother, mother, father, aunt, uncle, grandma, papa, whoever, I love you. And God loves you too. So just think about it for a moment and breathe in and exhale. Just breathe and exhale. Breathe in again and exhale out. God wants us to worship Him. So worship the Lord your God, and His blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. You see, God, He has given us the fruit, and He's given us the seeds of the trees to plant so that we can garden and grow our own food and be mindful of what we're eating and putting into our bodies. And I always like to say that I know God wants us to have healthy bodies, healthy minds, and healthy spirits. But not only that, He wants our emotions and our expressions toward Him to be healthy ones. Meaning that God looks for the enjoyment, the enthusiasm in our voice and our cheerfulness when we call on Him and worship and praise Him. You see, God, He wants to restore our health and heal our wounds. He declares it in His scriptures. And scripture even tells us in Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Just breathe in here. Exhale. Just put your hands on your belly button for a minute and think about God restoring you. From the inner layer of your body, your abdomen, where we carry all the stress, the pain, right there in our abdomen. So I want you to flush out your system today by taking a deep hallelujah breath with me. If you would repeat after me, hallelujah. Again, hallelujah. Offer him up the highest praise again. Repeat after me, hallelujah. Offer that highest praise to our God, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Breathe in again. Exhale. I want you to say hallelujah over those tumors and cysts and fibroids in the body. You see, I too have had fibroids. And I thought that it was taking over the inner layer of my abdominal region. And I began to speak and talk to God and say, Lord, this makes me feel like I'm not the one that you're calling to do movement or dance for you, Lord, because I'm carrying this thing that I'm not for certain what it is. But I had gone to the doctor and it was tiny, like a little small ball at the time. And he said, have you ever heard of a fibroid? Anyone diagnosed you with having a fibroid? And I said, no, because for me, being healthy in the wellness business, teaching, exercising, dancing, running, eating healthy, growing my own food, who would even claim such a thing was inside of their body and taking an apartment there and living? And I'm calling it that because it was picking a spot to call its own to be comfortable in and to settle there. And I told the doctor, you don't know me. There are some things that I know that I can do. And immediately the first thing would be is to put my hands on my stomach and begin to pray God. But you know, it started to fight back against me. And when it started to fight back, I started to fight back too, because I started to speak to it. But not only that, things that I liked, things I enjoyed, that they weren't bad, or things like even just a little piece of cheese, which I knew the dairy would cause it to flare up or seem like it would swell my abdominals. And I said, let's cut out the cheese. And I wasn't a bread eater, so I knew it wasn't the bread. It wasn't carbonation, because I'm not one to drink sodas. But what God allowed me to understand is that I had taken on a lot of responsibility. And because of the responsibility, I was putting pressure on myself, and that pressure was being released into my abdominal muscles, causing my belly to swell. And it was sort of embarrassing, because I felt as though I was pregnant or carrying something, even though my members or my students had no idea that I was being challenged by this. And I decided on one Sunday, I'm going to dance, Lord, dance for my healing. And I believe, Lord God, you're going to shrink this fibroid that has lodged itself and almost put me in captivity, making me feel like I was a prisoner on the outside of my own body. And that Sunday, I decided that I would put on my clothes, because what it had done is make me feel as though I didn't deserve to minister the way God had called me to minister because it had begun to stop me up like a sink. And I started thinking to myself, how could this be? When I'm quoting, no weapon shall form or prosper against me. And I realized that it was prospering because I was allowing it to speak to me unconsciously and consciously speak to me, because I was speaking it to myself, but I could feel it in me. And because of that, I became very determined that I would lay down the law. And I would lay down the law on it. And I will pull out that word. Get on my knees. Cry and pray to the Lord and say, this is the temple that you have given me. This is the temple that you will restore and you will make it whole again. This is the temple that stands before you, humble and meek, ready to serve and be a good steward over the gifts that you have given me. And God, whatever you want to do with me, whatever way you want to use me, Lord, use me, because I am available to you. And that Sunday, I danced and I danced and I danced until it felt like I had entered into the presence of another dimension, and I began to pull and snatch things off of me. I felt that someone had put summons on me, and I could feel me snatching the papers off of me and saying, this too shall pass, but this, which you feel that you are going to put an attack on me, this weapon, it will not prosper. And I knew at that moment it would not prosper, because God spoke to me later and he said, Cynthia, I have my hand on you. And when he said that, all I could do is look up and then turn around and go into my bathroom and look in the mirror and say, God, you have your hand on me. And I could hear, daughter, I have my hand on you, that nothing can touch you, because when they see you now, they see me. So I knew God had restored me and pulled me out of that drag race I had put myself in, dragging myself into a place where I felt that I was unworthy to serve God, because this fibroid had almost taken over my life and made me feel like I was ugly and that I needed to cover myself up, and I wanted to almost barricade myself inside. And but I knew at the same time I had to still go out and take care of the business that God had given me, to stand before people and say that, you know, God wants your body to be healthy and whole and well, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and still at the same time walk through my own journey and think of the footsteps of Jesus, and just say to yourself, be bare and transparent. Allow people just to see who you are and be who you are. No matter what people think or say, you are Cynthia. So right now, speak over yourself and just call out your name and say, I am, whatever your name is. Because scripture tells us also that in Isaiah 38:6-17, this scripture says, you restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. If you love, in your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Jeremiah 33:6. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to you. I will heal my people and I will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. And John 1:1-2, it says, John, dear friend, I pray you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. You see, we don't have to be perfectly well, but as we journey along, our soul is getting well. Our spirit is getting well. Our emotions are being lifted, that we're able to give God the true worship and the respect and honor that he deserves. So all of you, my friends, let's just pray together. Repeat after me. I pray for divine health. I pray for divine healing. I pray that people around me are being healed. I pray they enjoy the abundance, peace, and security that our Father offers, because he's given us true promises. Our God, he promises us unconditional love, favor, wisdom, provision, strength, protection, peace, joy, victory, and all the promises of God are yes and amen. So I just want to thank you for listening to Morning Glory. I'm your host, Cynthia. Share with me your testimony. And just let me know how God is blessing you. You can find me on Facebook or just connect with Josie's Inspiration Radio and Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way. Until we see each other again, I love you all. May God bless you richly. Bye-bye for now.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.